Time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John today, John chapter 16. We're going to begin reading with verse 8, and from verse 8 down through the 16th verse. So if you'd please open your Bibles, I'd appreciate it if you'd follow along with me as we study the precious Word today. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Hope that was enough time for you to look up in your Bible so that you have it open now to John chapter 16. We're going to begin reading with the 8th verse, John 16, verse 8. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever I shall hear, he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come. He will glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin the study today. Father, we thank and praise you that we can come and enjoy this time together. Please that you'll show us your way and your will for our lives, and we'll learn that from your word as we find here in the 13th verse, he will guide you unto all truth. Oh, we must stay in the Word of God. Help us not to change it, not to begin to bring our own interpretation and opinion of your Word. Lord, don't let us do that. Let us stay with your Word, in your Word, enjoying your Word. Thank you, Father, for your precious living Word that you have allowed us to have and to enjoy, knowing that when we're looking into, studying into your Word, you are speaking to us because it's your living Word. Thank you, Father, for what you've given us. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ as he died on the cross of Calvary that we may live. Father, thank and praise you. Now, guide and lead us as we begin to study the Word today, to see and again continue the look at the ministry of the Holy Spirit and how that it affects our lives, changes our lives. Please, Lord, don't let us miss one part of this today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have studied, the last time we were together, we looked at a couple of items, the 9th and the 10th verse, of sin because they believe not on me. As we look at the work of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, a lot of misunderstanding again. The Holy Spirit's work is very clear. It is a work that is to show us the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, before we can see the Lord Jesus and grow in the Lord Jesus, first of all, we have to begin to see something, and that is our sin. The Scripture tells us in verse 9, of sin because they believe not on me. The Spirit is sent to convince sinners of sin. And folks don't think about the sin of unbelief, of not believing in God. Now, you say, I believe in God. You must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You must come to Him by faith because you're a lost sinner, and the Holy Spirit will show you that. That's the reason that we need to be in the Word of God, enjoy the Word of God. He will show you, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will show you your condition. please that you listen carefully. This is a little bit of review, but I believe it's worth reviewing, of sin because they believe not on me. The Spirit is sent to convince sinners of sin, not just tell them about it, but convince them, convict them of that sin, prove it to them. Now, that's the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of a lost person, and that work will continue much, and we'll find that as we continue the study, that continues in the work of a saved person too, as we grow closer to the Lord Jesus. But to begin with, the Holy Spirit needs to show you that you're lost, your condition, and you're condemned, and you're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. You must find a way to get this sin problem taken care of. The work of the Holy Spirit is to convict us of the fact of sin, the fault of sin, the folly of sin, the filth of sin, the foundation of sin, and the fruit of sin, which is death. We know all the world is guilty of that. And so please that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll find the Lord Jesus Christ only because the Holy Spirit has come and begin to convince you of your sin, and you'll realize by that convincing, the Holy Spirit will help you to see there is a way out. There's a way to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it's so important that we don't miss the first section here, that we see the sin that we need to take care of. The natural man it does not recognize that to... He doesn't think he's too bad, and so he continues to believe that if I work hard and if I'm faithful to the church and if I do all these things and I help my neighbors, then that's going to be enough. No, there's a problem with sin, and the Holy Spirit must show you that. Once again, that's the reason we must stay with the truth, the name of this program, so that you will realize that it is the Word of God. It's not a certain church. It's not a certain group of doctrines that you have placed together. Only the doctrines that are found in the Word of God. Only the traditions, as man has placed so many traditions, only the things of the Word of God is all that amounts or counts. And so please that you look to the Word of God. The advantage to that, my dear friend, is you come to the Word of God and stay in the Word of God. Now, you got a preacher that doesn't preach much out of the Word. He preaches you a social gospel. He tells you about all the ails and everything that ails the world, everything that's a problem today. You can leave there. You will not feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit upon your life. You need to be in a place where the Word of God is proclaimed so that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, can work on your heart and your life. I have had folks come here. They have come, been lost, not known the Lord Jesus Christ. We proclaim the truth here. We proclaim the Word. We stay in the Word verse by verse so that the Word of God can convict the heart, show them their sin, show them that they need a Savior. Well, that's fine, but some people don't stay long enough to be saved. They listen for a little bit, and then they find that they're miserable. And I have seen folks here that have sat here and have been miserable in sitting here. If you've come here and you've heard the Word of God and you sat here and you were miserable because of it, no, I'm not the best preacher by any means in the world. But I proclaim the Word, the truth. The reason you were miserable is because you didn't like the Word that you were hearing. Please that you come to a place that proclaims the truth. Listen as that Holy Spirit begins to show you what an ugly person you are with the sin that you have. You may have the nicest clothes, the nicest house, the nicest car, but if you have not taken care of your sin, if you have not come and believed in Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're in such a condition and you need Jesus as your Savior. So please, listen to the truth. I know those same folks, as they have went other places, and they can sit there ever so comfortably. and be comfortable for the rest of their life there. And the sad thing is that that person will end up in the lake of fire because they did not come by faith to Jesus Christ. If you go to a place where the Word of God is not proclaimed clearly, it's the powers in is in God's living Word, because the Holy Spirit takes that Word, touches your heart, and shows you to the living God, Jesus Christ, that He may save you and set you free. That's what we have to do. And so the work of the Holy Spirit is to convince you of your sin, and then begins to bring you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only does the Holy Spirit show you your sin, now again, that just brings guilt and depression upon. Well, not only does the Holy Spirit show you of your sin, but at the same time, the Holy Spirit will introduce you to the righteous one, the one that can save you, and that is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ the righteous, 1 John 2:1 tells us. We find in Luke 23:47, certainly this was a righteous man, and when those words were spoken of truth. It's so important. Yes, the Spirit has come to convince, to prove that Jesus Christ is the Redeemer, the only Redeemer, the Righteous One. And so we have not only coming to show us of our condition, but at the same time, that sweet Spirit will show us the way. And that way is Jesus Christ. And you must come by faith to the Lord Jesus. And if you say, Larry, I've never heard this, I have never felt the Holy Spirit, I go to church, I enjoy church, I work in church, but I don't see, I don't feel what you're talking about. Well, it is not a feeling. The Word of God has come to show us. And so, yes, you may have some feelings, and you will, but it's not a feeling. It is something that you see, and you will come to know, because the Holy Spirit will show you, I am a sinner, will show you the Righteous One, Jesus Christ, the Savior, your Redeemer. Please, that you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Look to the Lord Jesus, and do not miss an opportunity to be saved. Now, we again will begin, and we begin so quickly sometimes as we go day by day through this old life, and we get used to the things of our old church, and we don't want to change. Well, it's not worth your life, and that's what you're playing with here, is your life. And so please, that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ today, recognize that He is our Savior, and the Holy Spirit will show you that. Isn't it so wonderful that we have such a one to show us? And isn't it so sad that so many of the preachers of today do not show us the truth? They allow us to listen to the social gospel, the things of the day, and then we sit back and decide then that isn't things so awful, and you go out and you shake the preacher's hand, say that was a good message, and you're just as lost as you were before. You were not convicted of sin. You were not shown the righteousness of God by the preaching of the Word. Your ears were tickled, and so you come back the next week and you put your money in the offering plate and you shake the preacher's hand and say it was a good message. And at any point in time, your day will come. There's a time to be born and a time to die. That time of death will come. It is certain. And when it comes, you will be leaving here no matter what you have left to do for the day, no matter who you are going to go meet, no matter who you are, your days will end. Well, at that time, there's no decision can be made. So you must make the decision before. And I hope that you move to a place. I hope you're in a place where the truth is preached. And I hope that you have come by faith to Jesus Christ. I hope that sin has been shown unto you by the Holy Spirit. I'm hoping that same place where you go, the Holy Spirit not only showed you your condition, your awful condition, your wicked condition, but also showed you the righteous one, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now there's one more part, because not only did the Lord Jesus Christ, not only did he come, the Spirit come to show us of sin, show us the righteous one, Jesus Christ, also the Holy Spirit will show us that he is the judge. The Lord Jesus Christ is the judge of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged, the 11th verse tells us, John 16:11. Again, John 16:9, of sin, because they believe not on me. That's what the work of the Holy Spirit will show them. They need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. The Holy Spirit will show us that he is the righteous one, will show us that he is at the right hand of the Father. Now, you can't see that until you come by faith to Jesus Christ. And then the Holy Spirit begins to teach you all the truth, as 13 tells us, and we'll get to that in a little bit, of judgment now, because the prince of this world is judged. The Holy Spirit will not only show to you your sin and need of a Savior, show you the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, now also will show you who Jesus is as well, because Jesus is the judge. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Judgment was served. Judgment was served upon the cross of Calvary. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, Jesus Christ said it was finished. Jesus Christ delivered his precious blood into the Holy of Holies, in the Holy of Holies upon the mercy seat in heaven when he died. It was complete. As we have the beautiful picture of the high priest and the work that was done on the Day of Atonement, a special feast and festival that they had. And that day, the high priest, the animal died, and that blood was taken in and sprinkled across the mercy seat. And that is such a beautiful picture of what the Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished for us up on Calvary, when he was brutally beaten, spit upon, the crown of thorns nailed upon his head, and he died nailed upon that cross, and he died there for you and for me. All of our sins were taken away. Every sin we have ever and ever will commit was taken by the Lord Jesus Christ and paid that awful debt, the debt of sin, the debt of death, and he paid it. He paid it the only way it could pay. It had to be by a sacrifice. It had to be an innocent sacrifice. It had to be a perfect sacrifice. It had to be God's way. It had to be the shedding of blood. And that sacrifice, of course, died. And that's our Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. And you see, when all this was finished, when all this was taken care of, the devil was defeated. Because no longer was he the victor. The devil was defeated. Now, the devil is still around, but he has already been judged. The sentence has already been placed, and it's just a matter of the final putting him in his eternal home, which is the lake of fire, along with those that follow him. We find the judgment of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. We know that anyone comes by faith to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to live within, and those demons will flee. No believer, no one that has the Lord Jesus Christ, has come by faith to them and trusted in them. The devil cannot indwell any believer of Jesus Christ. Because you see, the God I serve and the Savior I have is greater and is more powerful than any devil or any demons that's there. So please that you would come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ's purpose for coming to the earth was to set things right. And the devil couldn't stop him. The devil tried, but the devil couldn't stop him. While Jesus was here on earth, there were many times that he cast out demons. People would be demon-possessed. We have people today that are demon-possessed. And I would think that folks would, as they would recognize the problem with that we have in this world with alcoholism, with drug abuse, with so many things today, that folks would recognize their need for Jesus Christ. But you see, in a natural man, you don't. So we must get into the Word of God. That's the reason we have this program. Maybe you're sitting there today and you've got problems with drugs. You've got problems with alcohol. You've got problems in your family. Whatever the problem is, I guarantee you that Jesus Christ is the answer. Come to the Word of God. Listen today to the Word as we are proclaiming it. Realize that Jesus Christ convinces you of your sin, is the righteous one, that he can save you. He is God. But we also know, according to this, that he is also the judge. So you see, if you don't trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior, Jesus Christ becomes your judge. So please that you come. Never was a demon, never was the devil strong enough to bring the Lord Jesus to defeat. Never. God is powerful. Judgment. Jesus, being God, cast out and will eventually totally destroy the devil and his demons, cast them into the lake of fire. Jesus exposes this great deceiver, the devil, the destroyer of our lives. He exposes him and condemns him. Look at verse 11. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Yes, Jesus Christ is the judge. The work of the Holy Spirit. Once again, the sin convinces sinners of sin, of righteousness, because Jesus is the righteous one. We can have his righteousness if we'll come by faith. And now judgment. For Jesus to be the judge, the Holy Spirit must show us his position, his place. The Lord Jesus Christ is our Holy One, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, but the purpose and the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to show us the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus shows us the Father. The Holy Spirit shows us Jesus. Jesus shows us the Father. Now, the Word tells us, as it says here, and when he has come, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me, the work of the Holy Spirit. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. That's part of his power and strength. You see, God is eternal. He wasn't created just when he was born of the Virgin Mary and was born in Bethlehem. He was not created then. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is eternal. Also, when his life was finished and he was crucified, to begin with, he was seen 40 days after the resurrection. Plus, when at the end of the resurrection, he was seen ascending back to his Father. You see, Jesus Christ is eternal. We need to know that he is holy. Jesus Christ, as the Scripture tells us, is chosen of God. He is chosen for the work of redemption. God the Father has chosen the Son, God the Son, to work out our redemption. And he did that upon the cross. I'm telling you some reasons why that he has the right to be judge, and he has the right to judge you, to judge me, if we choose not to come to Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:4 says, chosen in him. You see, he is the head of the elect. I am one of the elect because I have come by faith to Jesus Christ, not because of somebody I am. I was just born at the right place at the right time, so now I'm got one of God's chosen, one of his elect. No, I am one of his chosen. I am one of the elect because I have made a decision to come by faith to Jesus Christ and to be saved. Now, please that you do the same, but he is the head of the elect. John 10:17 says, the love of the Father for his Son. God the Father loved his Son. He loved his Son so much, and yet he sent him down here to this wicked world to save us because he loves us so much. Love of the Father. The love and the position of the Son is that he is the head of the elect. We find that Jesus Christ is the one chosen of God the Father for the work of redemption. Jesus is much more powerful than the devil. Lord of all, judge of all. The proof? Jesus has judged, sentenced, and condemned the devil and all of his followers. Jesus has crushed the serpent's head, and that was a promise that was coming back from Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, that the Lord Jesus Christ would come. And when we had the victory of the death and the resurrection, the death, resurrection, his precious blood are all parts of the work of redemption that was set forth by God the Father. And Jesus Christ the Son followed his Father's will, went to the cross, and died upon that cross. You see, Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is perfect. Jesus Christ took on the body of a man that he may save us. He came willingly to do just that, died on the cross, and saved us. If you'll come by faith, he is our Redeemer. If you come by faith and trust in him today, all this work was done. Now, by him doing this, Jesus Christ, he has every right to judge. And he has judged the devil, that old serpent. He has judged him, and the decision is made. Now, that old devil is still around, and that old devil sends his demons out and does a great work in trying to get us not to listen to the truth. Do you want to know why that the devil tries so hard and is so successful to keep people out of the house of God? To keep people away from the Word of God, even if you go to church? He's got so many folks out there that preach so much and teach so much that it is contrary. It's tradition, not the Word of God. And when the devil's accomplished that, then that spirit is stifled to where the spirit cannot work in the heart of the lost. Please, I beg you to get under the teaching of the Word of God. What is it going to hurt you to listen to the truth? Well, I'm going to have to make some decisions then. Will I have to leave my home church, the church I'm attending? I don't know. I don't know what you'll need to do. But I do know that you need Jesus Christ as your Savior. The Holy Spirit will show all unbelievers that Jesus is the judge. So you see, we have the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, showing us the sin of our heart. The Holy Spirit will show us the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit will show us the judge, Jesus Christ. We see those things by the Holy Spirit. You have a decision to make. Do you believe the Word of God? There is no excuse. There is no excuse for you not to come by faith to Jesus Christ. You have it all. You have the Word of God before you. You have the Holy Spirit convicting your heart, showing you and bringing you to the Savior. Now, it's so important, my dear friend, that you make a decision. And that decision is to come by faith to Jesus Christ. So I'm going to ask you today, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?